Mandy and I welcome you back to the Harmony of the Gospels by The Chosen. We're reading the Gospels in chronological order, and it's so great. Today we're on day 5, part 3. Jesus is going to meet the woman at the well in Samaria. Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well. So he came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the property that Jacob had given his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, worn out from his journey, sat down at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. "Give me a drink," Jesus said to her, because his disciples had gone into town to buy food. "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a Samaritan woman?" she asked him, for Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered, "If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would ask him, and he would give you living water." "Sir," said the woman, "you don't even have a bucket, and the well is deep. So where do you get this living water? You aren't greater than our father Jacob, are you? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and livestock." And Jesus said, "Everyone who drinks this water will get thirsty again, but whoever drinks from the water that I will give him will never get thirsty again. In fact, the water I will give him will become a well of water springing up in him for eternal life." "Sir," the woman said to him, "give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to come here to draw water." "Go call your husband," he told her, "and come back here." "I don't have a husband," she answered. "You have correctly said, 'I don't have a husband,'" Jesus said, "for you've had 5 husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true." "Sir," the woman said, "I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus told her, "Believe me, woman, an hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, because salvation is from the Jews. But an hour is coming, and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Yes, the Father wants such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, who is called the Christ. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Jesus told her, "I, the one speaking to you, am he." Can you imagine? Her mind was completely blown. I love it. But the story goes on. A spiritual harvest. Just then, the disciples arrived. Good timing, right? Thank you, God, for that. And they were amazed that he was talking to a woman, and a Samaritan woman at that. Yet no one said, "What do you want?" or "Why are you talking with her?" Then the woman left her water jar, went into town, and told the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could he be the Messiah?" They left the town and made their way to him. In the meantime, the disciples kept urging him, "Rabbi, eat something." He said, "I have food to eat that you don't know about." The disciples said to one another, "Could someone have brought him something to eat?" "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." Jesus told them, "Don't you say there are still 4 more months and then comes the harvest? Listen to what I am telling you. Open your eyes and look at the fields, because they are ready for harvest. The reaper is already receiving pay and gathering fruit for eternal life, so that the sower and reaper can rejoice together. For in this case, the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you didn't labor for. Others have labored, and you have benefited from their labor." Now, many Samaritans from that town believed in him because of what the woman said when she testified, "He told me everything I ever did." So, when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 more days. Many more believed because of what he said. And they told the woman, "We no longer believe because of what you said, since we have heard for ourselves and know that this really is the Savior of the world." I love this story so much. I mean, the faith of that Samaritan woman, just amazing. And how Jesus just cared for her, and he stayed behind so he could talk to her one-on-one and not really put her to shame. And he knew everything that she had done because he is the Messiah. And that's how he found the way to relate to her. And that's what I take away from this. when I'm witnessing to people, I need to find the end point, the way that they're going to receive it, a good way to talk with them. And everybody is different. And so he took the time to be different and to talk to not only a woman, but a Samaritan woman. And in the Bible, it just talks about how much the Jews and Samaritans hated each other. I mean, it's almost like a big college rivalry or a state-by-state hatred. You know, there's just those things where people just really do not get along because of things that had happened way in the past. And so they were at odds with each other. And you can see from this map how a lot of Jews would go all the way around Samaria because they wouldn't want to step foot in that town. But Jesus was like, forget that. We're going to walk straight through, save some time, and meet a woman. And boy, that just turned that whole town on its ear, didn't it? And then she was just so faithful. I mean, she was humble to receive what he had said. And then she decided, she said she was going to go and tell everybody. And he was counting on that. And then all the people come back out to the town. It's just so exciting how that all works because of one woman, I believe many, maybe even half the town could have been saved because of her faith. And that just makes me think too, I'm just one person, but maybe I could be sharing my faith and maybe a lot of people will believe as well. So I just hope you enjoyed that biblical story today about the woman at the well. And just remember that God will seek you out as well, like he sought her out. And that also you have the power with the Holy Spirit to go and tell a bunch of people about him. And many people might be saved just because of you. So think of her. She had no education. She was pretty much the lowest on the totem pole of people in life that day. But she was bold and she went and spoke. And many people are going to be in heaven because of her. And people can be in heaven because of you. So have a great day being bold. And come back again tomorrow so we can get on to day 6 of the Harmony of the Gospels. You can get your own copy of A Blended Harmony of the Gospels by The Chosen simply by going to thechosengifts.com. There you can find all kinds of wonderful merchandise to help build your faith this year. Be sure to check out their devotionals and their Bible studies. Have a blessed day.